Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Mary in the Tax Quips forum, who's starting an adventure. She says, I just purchased your book, Small Business Taxes Made Easy on Nook. I'm a big Dave Ramsey fan, and I'm also reading his book, Entre Leadership. The reason I'm reading books such as these is because I started a new small business from my home on February 1st. I'm launching a PI business with my son as my partner, and I learned that I need to write up a general partnership agreement in order to complete my business checking account at the local credit union. I printed up a general partnership agreement online, but some of the questions are technical, and I want to ensure I complete it appropriately. So I set up an appointment with the Small Business Development Center at my local community college for next week to discuss this with an advisor. Any advice from you at this point of the game would be very much appreciated. Well, Mary, you're on the right track. Dave Ramsey is a good person to learn from. People following his guidance tend to avoid excessive debt and build up savings and protections. Congratulations on launching your new business. It sounds like an interesting venture. Some things you want to discuss about the partnership. One, how will it end? Two, who will be doing what? And three, how will revenues be shared? Here are some more of the details you might want to think about in each of those areas. What are the provisions if one person wants to leave the business? Can they sell their share to just anyone? Is there a mandatory buyback clause, even from your own son? Who's going to be doing what? Spell out the expectations you each have of the other in terms of time commitment, duties, and responsibilities. Don't just assume that your son, who is your partner, understands what you expect of him and vice versa. Define who's responsible for bringing in new business and who's responsible for the boring day-to-day administration. What about the hiring and firing of short or long-term operatives? How are you going to handle the revenues? Will you each get a minimum payment from the business? And how will the undistributed money be handled? Will it be invested in new tools, education, advertising, or pensions, insurance, or what will you do with it? Incidentally, does the credit union really want a whole partnership agreement? I mean, I know you need to do one. Or do they just want a document that gives you and your son the authority to sign on the bank account? Often, such authority is already built in on the signature cards they give you for partnerships, S-corps, or whatever. Incidentally, do look around for a bank where you can establish a relationship with a bank manager. You want to be able to get advice and recommendations and customer leads from your banker. If the manager of the credit union is the right person, fine. If not, keep looking. Sometimes, even if you have to pay a few minor fees each month, it's worth it if you also get a solid referral source and business advisor. You can arrange to have lunch with your banker a few times a year and pick his or her brain. Be sure to tell your banker what you want from him or her to help your business grow. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about starting new businesses and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.